How fitting. How absolutely fitting. 520 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Corby and Bob. And, yeah, this has been a pretty smooth 3 days. I'm not going to lie. A lot smoother than I think either one of us probably anticipated. So it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully people are happy. We certainly are. There is a couple of youngins, though, that are having a hard time digesting this. And those two are my kids. And for one reason, I find this to be so funny because it's something that I never, ever thought of. Why would I? Because it was a one-time thing.
Right.
So my kids, obviously, when you guys were on the air for Bad Radio, they're in school.
Right.
And it's not like in the summer, they're sitting around the house with the app on, you know, like, hey, turn it on The Ticket.
Wonder what they're saying about Mike Minor.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen to me. They don't want to listen to any of it. But one day, and if they're in the car, it might be on, it might not, you know, like in the morning when I take them to school or Julie, it's definitely not on when she takes them. When I take them, we may listen to a little Muse in the News on the way and depending on the subject matter and all that.
Most likely it's on some college XM radio station listening to Bear in the Head or
right.
Some weird band that Corby's into.
So one day they were out of school, and it had to have been one of those weird Catholic school holidays.
Yeah.
They'll get a Monday or a Friday off here and there, and so then we'll be driving around. I'll take them to lunch. And,
like Easter.
Yeah, Easter. Something weird like that. So
you
one day.
The Master's weekend, Bob. It's rebranded
now.
Right.
Sorry.
One day we're driving
around. The Master's
around.
Presented by Easter.
Or vice versa.
Sponsored by Easter. And the Travelers.
He is risen. Are you? Anyway.
So we're driving around in the car, and we are listening to The Ticket, and suddenly there is a tease that one of you guys makes that coming up next, we review the movie Rocky IV.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh! So my kids are obsessed with not just Rocky, but mainly Rocky 3 and 4.
Yeah.
The most action-packed of all the Rockies.
Correct.
And so, like, oh, my God. Yeah, finally. Finally something that we want to listen to on your dumb radio station.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Now, this is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So they were smaller.
Right.
They're not aware of any personnel up here whatsoever.
8 and 11?
Back
couple
then,
years back?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Well, and to explain this just a little bit in the other direction, Brett only knows George because he's the one who farts. And it's really just the drop they play of George farting.
Uh-huh.
But of all the people up here at The Ticket, they know me, Dan, and George is the guy who farts. And that's
this
all
is
they
where
know.
I will fart.
That's it.
Right. That's how they view where Dad works.
Right.
Dad, is that the guy who farts?
No. That's not the that guy never farts. It's this guy.
So, anyway, I was like, you guys want to, oh, we want to listen to, yes, we want to listen to this. And we were almost home. So we actually pull up in front of our house to listen to this, to listen to the bad radio review of Rocky.
Uh-huh.
Of Rocky IV.
Rocky IV. Yeah.
The good one.
So right out of the chute, here comes Bob. Now, just imagine being a little kid where you have seen this movie 50 times
right.
by this point. You think it is the greatest movie of all time.
I didn't know kids were listening.
Of course you didn't.
Yeah.
Of course you didn't. But they're just waiting for, you know, the high fives and, oh, Rocky's so strong and he beat the Russian and this is so great and, oh, it's the greatest fight of all time. And
instead
can you believe Apollo Creed died and all of this?
And I'm punching Santa Claus.
And here comes Bob.
I just want to say this.
By the way, I love the start to that. I just want to say this. You know it's bad.
Yeah.
I just want to say this. I'm old enough that I was out when these things were released. I was surrounded by friends who were really, really into them, pinning me against the wall, telling me how important these films are. I would go to them with great anticipation because certainly all my friends can't be morons. And then I would sit there at the movie theater with my friends as they're all loving it and airboxing. And I'm looking around and I have decided I can either stand up to all these kids and tell them this sucks, what are we doing here? Or I could just sit right next to them and act like I'm loving it too. And that's exactly what I probably did. And it took until adulthood for me to have the guts to say what needs to be said. Sylvester Stallone cannot act to save his life.
But that's what makes it so great.
He can't talk.
I was laughing out loud at every line.
He definitely has no idea how to edit down a film, although this one is so edited.
All right, at this point, and I'm not even kidding, I start to turn the car off, and I start to turn the radio off.
Let's go inside, kids.
My oldest grabs my hand, and I look at him. He goes, "No, I want to hear this." Like, he's just so crushed by it all that he wants to hear it. He's like, "No, Dad, I'm okay. I'm okay.
I can handle it."
Yes.
Can't talk.
His hero, you're saying, by the way, can't talk.
Right.
I was laughing out loud at every line.
He definitely has no idea how to edit down a film, although this one is so edited down that it's actually a really short movie that has no substance whatsoever. I think the boxing scenes in these movies are just categorically comical. There's just nothing close to...
You don't like his form?
I don't like the fact that
he accepts
every punch is
the
hardest punch of all time. The number of concussions being dished out in one of these fights would be enough to slow down an entire nation of fighters, let alone two guys.
I think I'm laying into this one a little bit.
Now, I remember this is a couple of years ago, and my kids were a lot smaller. And there is a big difference between... you know, whatever it was, 7 and 10 and 10 and 14 or whatever it is now. There is a big... And so they are crushed. And then I get the, "Dad, who is this guy?
What is this man doing?
Like, what's wrong with him?" I'm like, "No, don't worry about it. It's Bob, you know. Just don't..."
He was dropped as a baby.
Yeah, and they're just like, they're in such shock that this could be said. So we're sitting there. Car off, radio still on. I'm like, "You guys want to, y'all want to come inside?" No, we want to keep listening. So here comes Bob from the top rope again.
Let me say something else about Rocky.
What am I?
Let me just say this too.
Let me say something else about Rocky.
She didn't know.
Adrian's a horrible character too.
Adrian is bagging on the wife. The poor wife who worked at the pet store.
Tell Rocky he wasn't that great.
Listen to what it says about her.
It is a horrible beat-down character that from the very second she was on screen in Rocky 1 just sucked the life right out of the movie over and over and over again. She's bad at acting. She's not particularly pleasing on the eyes, which I suppose makes her more endearing, but...
She's ugly.
Wow.
That's a different time.
That's as close as I could say to... That's as
really
close
pleasing
as I'll
on
get.
The eyes, which I suppose makes her more endearing. But come on, I want my champ to you know, have the best that the world has to offer.
Yeah. Instead, very Yoko Ono.
Instead, we got this pet store beatdown thing going on here. Paulie's a beatdown. The whole franchise.
Now there is a
you went and rewatched all these, and you decided after a second viewing, some 40 some years into your life, that you're like, "Yeah, I was right when I was."
I've probably seen this one 4 or 5 times. So. The obligatory part of any Rocky storyline in most Rocky movies is that Adrian has to be against what he's doing.
Always!
In fact,
she's never been for him.
She has told him, "You will lose," many times, I think against Clubber Lang. She has stated that. But then also...
I can identify with that.
Then the obligatory part of the story, though, is
what's
that...
What's more inspiring than a wife who's just wishing failure on you all the time?
But...
So it's point, not only Rocky, the movie, it's Sylvester Stallone, who can't act
Talia
or talk.
Shire.
Yeah, the wife, I mean, who's just the sweetest lady of all time. And just
I'm getting personal here.
Wants what's best for her husband.
No, but she's according
ugly.
To Bob, she's an ugly nag
a pet,
that wishes failure on her husband.
I believe a pet store beatdown.
Who's lying?
All right. I know we're going to drag this out, but yes.
We'll do it next.
Got to do it.
All right.
We'll do it during Sturm Center.
It's all good.
I interviewed my kids.
Oh, no.
We'll listen to what they have to say about Bob next. This is 3-7. Now, we just played you the audio from a handful of years ago. Bad Radio, Bob and Dan and Jake reviewing Rocky IV. Is part of the Movie of the Month Club at the Alamo Drafthouse.
Yes.
By the way, I'll be at the Alamo tonight in North Richland Hills screening the brand new Will Ferrell, Julia Louis-Dreyfus movie, Downhill. And I think there's still some straggler tickets available.
Okay.
If you want to go to drafthouse.com. Anyway, so you just eviscerated Rocky.
Yeah.
We're in the car, me and my kids, because they had some sort of off day at the time. I'm listening to the review with them, and you just crucify everything that not only Rocky IV is about, but the entire franchise.
Yeah.
Which they have held, at the time especially, held very close to their hearts.
This is certainly topic matter that I'm kind of on my own on, because I'm not sure there are too many movie franchises that America just feels better about than Rocky. Like, America loves Rocky.
Of course.
It's so red, white, and blue. It's so Cold War. We're not going to let Russia, you know, it's the underdog story. And somehow it missed me completely at that age. And then as I got older, I started hating the city of Philadelphia more and more because of a couple bad experiences, like at the vet. That I swear I'm not an obnoxious guy, but that city, the first time I ever landed in Philadelphia, out of the airport, walked out the doors, and two cab drivers were literally in a fist fight, and I'm not even making it up. Like, the next two cabs in line, I was supposed to ride with one of them, and they're fighting each other in the street. And so I turned on Philadelphia, so now my distaste for Rocky is ramped up even more.
Yeah.
And I probably forgot that little kids think it's Santa Claus.
You're not programming for little kids,
though. No, I'm not. I'm not, but I don't want to upset your kids.
Well, dude.
I hope your wife is still okay with me, if in fact she ever was. But your kids, oh, that's hard to ever reverse.
Yeah, because that's what's in their mind.
Right.
Their mind is, Bob, he hates Rocky.
Right.
And that's it.
Like, they're not like, man, this guy really understands running backs in this year's draft. No. This is a guy that didn't like Rocky.
And, like, all you do is you walk around down here with a sandwich board on that says Rocky sucks. Like, that's your whole life is getting the message out to others that Rocky is bad.
What an odd platform.
Right. Okay, so I sat down a couple of days ago, and I talked about this with my kids. All right, I am here with my kids, Ike and Van. Van, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Ike, how old are you?
14.
All right, 14 and 10. Now, you guys, would you stop playing that?
Man, his voice is...
I'm 14.
He sounds 14, man. Way to go.
Ike, how old are you?
14.
All right, 14 and 10. Now, you guys know that I have a new radio partner. Do you not? Do you guys know who it is?
Bob. It's Bob.
It is.
It's Bob.
Boy, they sound beaten out of the gate. This might not go well.
Know who it is?
Bob. It's Bob.
It is. It's Bob. Now, is there anything that you would like to tell Bob? Is there anything that Bob has said in the past that has bothered you guys so we can clear the air? Because I'm going to be working with him for a long, long time probably. So I need everybody on board, including my kids. Is there any problem you have with Bob?
Yes, yes.
What is it, Ike?
He absolutely hates Rocky Balboa.
By the way, this is unprompted. Balboa. This is...
He didn't set him up.
No, this is just, hey, guys, I need to record you and ask you a question.
Yes, yes.
What is it, Ike?
He absolutely hates Rocky Balboa.
Because he's Satan.
Because Bob is Satan, he hates Rocky. Okay, yeah, well... Okay, so...
You're Satan? That's a first.
It is a first.
Because he's Satan.
Satan.
Because Bob is Satan, he hates Rocky. Okay, yeah, well. Okay, so why would a guy like that hate Rocky? Like, why would you guys think that? Like, what's wrong with Rocky? Is Rocky, in your estimation, the perfect movie as far as, like, all of them together?
No. Yes.
We got dissension in the ranks here. It's not?
I like it.
The only one that I don't like, I mean, they're all very good movies, but it starts to get a little off the hook with the third and fourth one, where the punches seem more fake than they usually are. Like, the first and second one is like real boxing.
Oh,
like,
no, it's not.
They're just like real boxing. But hey!
Okay!
Again, he's grown up a little.
Common ground.
Yes, yes. You know, he was 7 whenever these movies were first presented to him, so maybe he's realizing through the years that the defense system of Rocky dropping his gloves by his waist in front of a Mack truck is not the best.
Maybe Uncle Bob isn't crazy.
More fake than they usually are. Like, the first and second one is like real boxing, like
right,
not as hard punches. And then when you get to the other ones, you have four you got a massive Russian dude hitting like a freaking car.
Right.
Freaking.
Okay.
Mike Tyson hit like a car, though.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but he was the only man.
No, he's not the only man. There's plenty others who have.
What, like Jellybean?
No, like Muhammad Ali.
Butterbean?
I mean, Butterbean.
Jellybean. That's awesome.
So,
man, your kids know about Tyson.
That's what I was going to say, too.
And
so,
Butterbean.
Dude, Tyson hit like a Mack truck,
yes,
bro.
Yes, yes.
I love that.
And their reference, like, for boxers, like we were talking about this. Basically, Mike Tyson's career ended 20-something years ago. Like, he was done. But yes, they have an awareness of two people.
That's that good
might,
parenting.
Butterbean. Hit like a Mack truck. Jellybean.
Yeah.
And Mike Tyson. I think Ike tries to squeeze in Muhammad Ali in here, too.
Man, there's plenty others who have.
What, like Jellybean?
No, like Muhammad Ali.
Butterbean?
I mean, Butterbean with a freak. Butterbean.
So is the acting, Ike, is the acting good?
He makes fun
of
him.
Yeah, the acting's good.
He makes fun of Rocky for talking too slow.
He does, yeah. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
By the way, again, this was like 3 years ago.
Boy, this is great.
And they still, that's fresh in his mind. And he was, you know, a little bitty boy when that happened.
Don't you attack Stallone's acting. That's
how dare you.
I remember you going.
Lines have been crossed, Bob.
Just like the
ding. Ike, is the acting good?
He makes fun
of
him.
Yeah, the acting's good.
He makes fun of Rocky for talking too slow.
He does, yeah. Doesn't he?
Yes.
Does he think Sylvester? Do you think Sylvester Stallone's a good actor?
Yes. And
all right. So, what's the best? If Rocky is not the best movie series of all time, what is?
Star Wars. Star Wars or Indiana Jones?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park for you?
Probably.
Star Wars for you or Indiana Jones?
I say Star Wars.
Okay, now here's...
See, Ike's right.
Jurassic Park?
No, I'm sorry, Van's right. Yeah, the little one, yeah. Indiana Jones and Star Wars, that's the right answer.
Okay, now here's where I throw Bob really under the bus.
Oh, no!
Wait here's for
where
this.
Here's where I stoke the fire a little bit.
Oh, no!
Just kind of poke the bear. I just had to get a little bit more out of him here. Whoops.
All right. Park for you?
Probably.
Star Wars for you or Indiana Jones?
I say Star Wars.
Okay. All right. You know, he also hates Harrison Ford.
What? Now,
that is the GOAT.
We're having fun, Bob.
Now, this is where both kids, they're on the couch and they're all kicked back and they're trying to be cool and blah, 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 blah.
Flicking the ash off the cig.
Right.
Does anybody hate Harrison Ford?
Well, apparently
now,
you
do.
Just you.
You do. So here is where they snap to attention. It's one thing to just take a dump all over Rocky.
Right.
It's another thing to take on Indiana Jones and Han Solo.
That is crazy.
And so here is what you get.
I think Harrison Ford's a terrible actor.
You're a terrible actor. You're a terrible talker on the radio show. You shouldn't even be there. Jake should have taken your place.
Oh, no.
By the way. No.
The 14-year-old speaks.
Oh no!
Oh no, Bob. And then I let him. I was like, dude,
you're a terrible talker.
A terrible talker,
right?
Well, I mean, he's got me.
So then I was like, I go, look, he doesn't hate Harris. Nobody hates Harrison Ford.
Ford is the best.
Yes, and so
of all time,
they were okay with it. And then I said, you know what? He's come around on Rocky as well.
No, he hasn't.
Man, that's great.
Was there more?
Those are some stars.
No. We let him go after that. We cut him
loose. What other bad things about Bob that they said did you edit out?
That was it. They don't know anything.
Don't say that.
They don't know anything.
It should have been Jake that got the job.
Well, you know, I mean, I get it. Totally get it.
I'll tell you what, though. For kids, you can't, when you're watching... When you're invested in something like that, like Star Wars,
right,
dude, and someone tells you that it's not good, like Donovan, like if I told them right now that Donovan doesn't get Star Wars or Jake doesn't like Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
you're basically telling them that they're stupid
mm-hmm.
and that their whole life doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and it's at a time where any movie is pretty good. Like, There's a age where you turn on movies a little bit. You get just slightly cynical. Do we have a second? How are we doing on time?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
I have a question for you regarding your kids. I mean, this might be a bad question, but it also might show that my late afternoon listening has not been perfect over the last little while since your kids started starring a little bit in the show periodically. There's no way that drop is actually your kid, right? That drop is from, like, the internet somewhere, right?
Shut the F up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minos tried to...
Shut the F up!
Because it does sound like...
Like Van? No, he's not...
What's the origin of that drop? I'm so sorry.
It's a kindergarten graduation in the hood. Do we have the full audio of that, David?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah. It's a five-year-old
kid
who's screaming and yelling, and the teacher goes, Kenny, you need to calm down.
No. She walks in. She goes, hello, parents. Hello, students. Welcome to graduation.
We've got it.
Okay.
Oh, I hope this is clean.
If it's not.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls. Shut the f*** up.
Hey. Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
Oh my god!
He's out.
That's amazing.
That's a five-year-old.
Yeah.
So
this is real.
So the second one,
it's the same kid.
Like it was yellow card, red card,
right?
First tech.
Yes.
Thrown out.
You need to go out. Nah, bitch. And you hear my favorite is the guy. Okay. Right at the end.
That's real.
Yeah.
Yes, that's real life in a kindergarten.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One more time for fun.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls. Shut the f*** up.
Hey.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No, bitch.
All right. Okay.
And now that drop has been assigned to
Corby's youngest.
Poor Van.
Yeah, because of Mino.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, slightly believable.
There's
a lot
that's
of people.
That's the problem.
Lot of P1s. People have come up to me before and been like, man,
when did he record
Corby's kids doing that?
Why would I, if that did happen, turn that over?
Right.
Shut the F up as he's yelling at me or his mother.
I think people want it to be true just a little bit. Just that, hey, they don't get caught up on language.
Yeah, we're super cool. Hey, we were watching Game of Thrones, and he was like asking about incest and stuff. And so I was like, whatever, kid. And then he told me to shut up.
Oh, so amazing.
Uh-oh.
What's this?
This means it's over, Bob.
Is this hockey music?
Nope.
Ooh, Radiohead.
See, it's a three-hour show like you're normally used to.
I am not exhausted at all.
You look great.
I have more sports to talk.
All right, that'll